You're going to say whatever you want to say. Hi, this is Chiara Greco, St. Anthony's High School, Holy Cross Soccer Commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. So your name, school, you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Wait, both schools?
You could just say Holy Cross Commit.
Okay. Wait, the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Okay. Hi, this is Chiara Greco, Holy Cross Commit. And you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, one take. Ooh. Chiara, let's go. Done.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill. A craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we're simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Our guest today, St. Anthony star, Holy Cross commit, Chiara Greco. What's going on, girl? How's everything going?
Good. How are you?
How did everything go this year playing in the pandemic? You guys are very lucky that you had a season. Most public schools weren't allowed to play. What was the season like, just, you know, with everything?
It was a lot. We, even though it was short, only a few weeks, it was going every day. It was definitely a lot of training. We had 9 games within a month. So we were playing a lot, and we had obviously all the mask regulations, so it was definitely something new to deal with, but we pulled through.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's a whole different experience, you know, you being a senior. At least you got the opportunity to play, and I know you guys won the championship, so is that, what, 4 in a row, 5 in a row for St. Anthony's?
4.
4? That's pretty cool. You being used to just winning, I guess, in high school, did you have any... or your team have any crazy superstitions, things you would do before every game? Or
our coach would always wear the same, like, undershirt and outfit. It was like a pink shirt. For the team, it was always just like the way we warmed up. We'd do 3 sprints, and it was like we had a certain order. We'd like pray, we'd warm up. It was, if we messed it up, it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to carry that over with you as you get to the next level?
Yeah.
You didn't eat like a certain food or have to do a certain thing that day, specifically game day?
Not me specifically, but more so making sure that the team did.
Yeah. So now you're still in high school. You didn't graduate yet, but it is your senior year now that you picked Holy Cross. When did you really decide that you wanted to play, you know, at the next level?
I actually decided late because up until 10th grade, I was playing for my town team at Massapequa. So it was just with my best friends. It was a lot of fun. And then I sort of realized that if this is something I want, I kind of need to branch out and play against better competition with, like, not to sound rude, but it's true.
Yeah.
And so I ended up going to a different team. And I then, the following year, I got involved with Sue at St. Anthony's and the team. And even just noticing how much competition there was at St. Anthony's and seeing all the girls across the island to play with, I kind of knew, like, okay, now this is something I want. I want to continue this, and I had to really push to keep up with the best here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, so during this whole pandemic, what was the recruiting process like for you? Was it different because you really couldn't go and visit the schools, or were you allowed to? How did the whole recruiting work?
Well, so typically for recruiting, it can start earlier, but the prime time is your junior year season, which... for my class got ruined because of the pandemic.
Right.
So there ended up being a dead period, which meant that no coaches could watch you play. You couldn't go on any official visits or do things that you normally would, obviously. So most coaches were only recruiting off of film, which was new, right? Because people just make highlight tapes. You don't really know.
Right.
So I was really unsure of what would end up happening. And even though I'm really grateful that everything did end up happening the way it did, there was a large possibility that I wouldn't play.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, wow. I mean, unbelievable. So you got the opportunity now to show your skills and commit to Holy Cross. You know, I know Holy Cross is unbelievable education, beautiful campus. Why did you end up choosing Holy Cross? What other interests did you have? How hard was the decision to make?
Well, aside from soccer, even from last year, I had put together a list of schools that I would want to go to for soccer or regardless of soccer. And it ended up coming around to the beginning of the fall, beginning of the winter, actually, where I was having to start to apply to colleges without soccer because recruiting was getting much late and it was right. pushing the end. So I definitely knew that Holy Cross was a place where I wanted to be if I couldn't play soccer, if I could. So, I mean, like you said, the campus is so nice. It's a great coach, great team. The culture that they create there is, like, really something that I enjoy and I'm lucky to be a part of and going to be a part of. So that was definitely a huge thing. And, of course, the education.
Yeah. Now, being in Division I level, playing at that high, high Division I level soccer, what, you know, you being a senior now, what are you looking forward to as far as maybe schools that you might play away? You know, what are you looking forward to from a soccer standpoint where you might travel to a certain school or a certain team that you might play? Do you have any schools specifically that you'd love to go and play against and or that you know are on the schedule for next year? Any cool venues that you guys might play 4 years you're there or maybe next year?
Probably the school that I'm most excited to play is Boston University, just because I think Boston's a great city. I visited over the summer and I loved it. And they're definitely good competition for us and one of the better teams in the league for sure.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting.
That's cool. Playing at Division I level is such a great achievement for you to just to begin with and then add the Holy Cross academics. Say like pre-COVID, just explain to people what a day in your life would be, how much you committed to soccer, school, club, training, you know, wake up, go to school, your busiest times. What was your like a normal day in your life, you know, with everything going on?
So even though soccer does have like a quote-unquote off season, it's really not. Like, just for some reason, out of all the sports, soccer, we're really going all year round. So when we're in season, we're training 3 times a week with club at night after school and games 1 or 2 on the weekend, and it kind of just depends what our schedule looks like. And then when we're in school ball, we're playing every day. We have 2 to 3 games a week. It's really a lot, but the thing is we usually don't have club at night. So what was unique about this year was that since the Catholic League was the only league playing, we had that St. Anthony's practice 5 days a week, and then since all my other public school friends didn't play, we still had a SUSE season. So I was going from playing 5 days a week at St. Anthony's to going to play 3 at night at SUSE.
Right.
And I was really lucky that my coaches were so accommodating and, like, would kind of help me manage, like, my body and just what was going on because it was a lot for those 4 weeks. But, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely at the next level, one of the most important things is the fitness aspect, the strength and conditioning. You know, now you've started working out with me for a little bit now. Can you remember the first time we worked out or your first experience training here?
Yeah, so... I got brought in by some of my other St. Anthony's friends who you've been training for a while. So I remember, because I am one of the smaller ones of the group, on the way here, they were just telling me all about what we were going to do, and they were like, and you might throw up. So I was coming in here like, oh no, what am I getting myself into? And it was definitely an adjustment at first, but I can already see how much it's helped in a short time.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the more, obviously, you've come, you've grown already a lot, and you're going to just keep getting stronger, and, you know, we're going to get you ready for that next level. What would you say is your least favorite thing? Like, when I say it, you're like, oh, my God, we have to do this? Is there a certain exercise that you just dislike completely?
I don't really like using the sandbags. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just, it's kind of an awkward motion for me, or I can't really get it down, but not huge on those, but...
What about anything, something you do like or you do enjoy doing?
I like doing the tires. Yeah. I feel like not a lot of people do, but I think they're fun.
When you were younger and you started playing soccer, you know, now that you're committed to Holy Cross, do you feel like now you have higher expectations than when you were younger, or do you always have pretty high expectations?
For sure, definitely a lot higher now, because my parents liked to stay out of it from when I was young, which I really respected, because it was kind of, soccer was always something that came from me.
Yeah.
So, like I said earlier, up until freshman, sophomore year, it was kind of just for fun and doing this. And then I kind of had this realization. I was like, oh, wow, like, right. I really want to do this. And coming from all these different teams and switching from up until Sousa kind of was like stepping stones to getting committed and getting where I am. And now that I actually have it, it's like it's go time.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, do you think that being at such a successful high school program, I know some of the girls that you came with here are older. Do you feel like knowing kids who play at high-level Division I schools gives you an advantage? Like, is there anything that they tell you or just give you an insight of what your year is going to be like next year?
Yeah, definitely. Because coming into St. Anthony's as a junior and playing with those older girls, I looked up to them so much. And now, even though they're some of my best friends, I knew as a captain my senior year, like, I had big shoes to fill. They were really a huge part of our team. And now seeing them come back from college, even though they didn't have an official season right now, they still said, like, they loved it so much, but it's really different. It's really the next level.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're at a high-level high school program. You know, I think that'll help prepare you. You play high-level club, and you're surrounded with kids who play, at a high level. I think just being in that atmosphere and around all those kids will only help you as you get older. Now, with your senior year, I guess a middle-aged senior year, when are you heading to Holy Cross? Do you have to go in there early, like early summer, or do you know yet when your plans are? Because I know hopefully you'll have, like a real preseason once this corona passes, hopefully.
Yeah, even though I haven't been given like any specific dates, but assuming everything's normal, it's usually the beginning or mid-August that we go in, usually beginning of August, to just start training. And then once school comes into play, that's when the season starts. So, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely going to be exciting. I can't wait to help get you prepared for your freshman season. We're going to get into some fun right now. We're going to call it Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. So it's just going to say one-word answer, rapid fire. I'm going to say two different things, and you just pick which one you like better.
Okay.
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
There you go. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
I'm trying to go TikTok famous. Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Spotify, even though it's very unpopular.
Actually, I play Spotify here, and all the kids make fun of me, so it's all right. We're on the same team there. AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
What's your favorite late-night snack?
Ooh, probably just something sweet. I kind of have a sweet tooth. Maybe, like, cookies? I don't know.
Just hanging out at home. Eating some cookies. All good. Well, thank you so much for being on the MyCapital 100 podcast. I hope you had fun. Can't wait to, help you get ready for your freshman season at Holy Cross. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.